The following is a class on Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 9, Text 26, given by His Divine Grace Srila Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj, recorded on the 17th of November, 1990, in Adelaide, Australia.
Chakyurmalitam jena tasme sri guravino sri chaitanya manavi sthapitam jena bhutale svayam rupam kadamayam dadati sopadanti vandeyam sri guru sri yuta padakamalam sri guru vaishnavasya sri rupam sagradatam sagana raghunatha nitam Sahajiva, Sadhitam Savadhuta, Parijana Saitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita, Sri Vishakha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dinabandho Jagatpati, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanto Namastuti. Tapta Kanchana Gaura, Radhe Vrindavaneswari, Vrishavanu Sutede, Pranamami Hari Priye, Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya, Kripasindhu Bhevasya, Pavitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Naman Nama, Namo Mahavranyaya, Krishna Prema Prayate, Krishnayo Krishna Chaitanya, Gaurapishi namam Jadvaitam brahma panisadi tadapesa tanuha Jatmantar jyami purusaiti asyansho vibhavo Shri swarjya purna jayo bhagavana sasvayamayam Jatvaitanyat krishna paratattam paramiha Radha krishna praya vikruti ladini shakti rasma Dekatmanavapi bhuvipra dehavidangatautau Chaitanakhyam prakatamadhuna taddayam chaikyamatam Radhabhavadvitishupalita naumi krishna surupam Chiradadatam nijaguptavitam supremanamamrutamatyudaro Apamaram jovitodaro gaura krishna janibhyo stamam prapaddi Gauro Sacharitamrta Amrtanidhi Gauram Sadeivastuve Gaurena Prathitam Rahasyavajan Gauraya Sarvandhadi Ajanulambitavujo Tanakamrato Sankirtane Kapitaro Kamalaya Takhyo Vishwambaro Dijavaro Jugadharma Palo Bande Jagatriya Karuna Avataro Anapita Chadinchir Karunaya Vatina Kalau Samarpaita Munnata Jalaraja Sobhakti Sriyam Hari Purata Sundara Dviti Kadamba Sandipita Sada Hudaya Kandari Suratu Sachinandana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadharo Vasadi Gauravakta Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadharo Sri Vasadi Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hari Hari. Hari Rama, Hari Rama. Rama, Rama, Hari Hari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavati
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya.
Read that verse, Gopinath. Patram Puspam Phalam Toyam. 926. The index. Patram puspam phalatoyam.
Patra puspam phalatoyam.
Jomi bhaktya prayacchati.
Jomi bhaktya prayacchati.
Tadam bhakti pavrutam.
Tadam bhakti pavrutam.
Asnami prayatatmano.
Asnami prayatatmano.
Patram.
Patram.
A leaf.
A leaf.
Puspam.
Puspam.
A flower.
A flower.
Phalam.
Phalam.
A fruit.
Fruit.
Toyam.
Toyam.
Water.
Water.
Jaha.
Yeah.
Whoever,
may,
unto me, bhaktya, with devotion, prayachati, avas, thought,
that,
aham,
I,
bhakti prasudam,
bhakti
offered in devotion, asnami,
accept,
prayatatmanah, from one in pure consciousness. Patram puspam phalam toyam jomi bhaktya prayacchati tadam bhakti pavrutam asnami prayatatmanah. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit or water, I will accept it. Purpose by Srila Prabhupada. For the intelligent persons, it is essential to be in Krishna consciousness, engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, in order to achieve a permanent blissful abode for eternal happiness. The process of achieving such a marvelous result is very easy and can be attempted even by the poorest of the poor without any kind of qualification. The only qualification required in this connection is to be a pure devotee of the Lord. It doesn't matter what one is or whether one is situated. The process is to be so easy that even a leaf or a little water or fruit can be offered to the Supreme Lord in genuine love, and the Lord will be pleased to accept it. No one therefore can be barred from Krishna consciousness, because it is so easy and universal. Who is such a fool that he doesn't want to be Krishna conscious by the simple method? By the simple method, and thus attain the highest perfectional life of eternity, bliss and knowledge. Krishna wants only loving service and nothing more. Krishna accepts even a little flower from his pure devotee. He doesn't want any kind of offering from a non-devotee. He is not in need of anything from anyone because he is self-sufficient. And eight, he accepts the offering of his devotee in an exchange of love and affection. To develop Krishna consciousness is the highest perfection of life. Bhakti is mentioned twice in this verse. in order to declare more emphatically that bhakti or devotional service is the only means to approach Krishna. No other condition, such as becoming a brahmana, a learned scholar, a very rich man, or a great philosopher, can induce Krishna to accept some offering. Without the basic principle of bhakti, nothing can induce the Lord to agree to accept anything from anyone. Bhakti is never causal. The process is eternal. It is direct action in service to the absolute whole. Here, Lord Krishna, having established that he is the only enjoyer, the primal Lord, and the real object of all sacrificial offerings, reveals what types of sacrifices he desired to be offered. If one wishes to engage in devotional service to the Supreme in order to be purified and to reach the goal of life, the transcendental loving service of God, then one should find out what the Lord desires from him. One who loves Krishna will give him whatever he wants and he avoids offering anything which is undesirable or unasked. Thus, meat, fish and eggs should not be offered to Krishna. If he desired such things as offerings, he would have said so. Instead, he clearly requests that a leaf, fruit, flower and water be given to him, and he says, of this offering I will accept it. Therefore, we should understand that he will not accept meat, fish and eggs. Vegetables, grains, fruits, milk and water are the proper food for human beings and are prescribed by Lord Krishna himself. Whatever else we eat cannot be offered to him, since he will not accept it. Thus we cannot be acting on the level of loving devotion if we offer such foods. In the third chapter, verse 13, Sri Krishna explains that only the remains of the sacrifice are purified and fit for consumption by those who are seeking advancement in life and release from the clutches of the material entanglement. Those who do not make an offering of their food, he says in the same verse, are eating only sin. In other words, their every mouthful is simply depending their involvement in the complexities of material nature. But preparing nice, simple vegetable dishes, offering them before the picture of deity of the Lord, Krishna, and bowing down and praying for him to accept such humble offering enables one to advance steadily in life, to purify the body and to create fine brain tissues which lead to clear thinking. Above all, the offering should be made with an attitude of love. Krishna has no need of food, since he already possesses everything that be. Yet he will accept the offering of one who desires to please him in that way. The important element in preparation, in serving and in offering is to act with love for Krishna. Who is to maintain that the absolute truth is without senses cannot comprehend this verse of Bhagavad Gita. To them it is either a metaphor of, or proof of the mundane character of Krishna, the speaker of the Bhagavad Gita, but in actuality Krishna, the Supreme Godhead, has senses, and it is stated that his senses are interchangeable. In other words, one sense can perform the function of any other. This is what means to say that Krishna is absolute. Lacking senses, he could hardly be considered full in all opulences. In the seventh chapter, Krishna has explained that he impregnates the loving, living entities into material nature. This is done by his looking upon material nature. And so, in this instance, Krishna's hearing the devotee's words of love in offering foodstuffs is wholly identical with his eating and actually tasting. This point should be emphasized. Because of his absolute position, his hearing is wholly identical with his eating and tasting. Only the devotee who accepts Krishna as he describes himself without interpretation, can understand that the Supreme Absolute Truth can eat food and enjoy it. Patram puspam phalam toyum jomi bhaktya prayachati tadam bhakti pavrutam asnami pratatmana. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, flower, fruit or water, I will accept it. Krishna says this. These are the words directly coming out from the lips of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has said in the concluding verse of 5th chapter that Bhaktarum Jagantavasam Sarvaloka Maheswaram Srudam Sarvabhutanam Gyantvamam Santim Ruchati. He says, how can one get peace? How can one get peace? Bhaktarum Jagantavasam Sarvaloka Maheswaram. Who knows this thing? Krishna is the only enjoyer, Bhaktara. Nobody else is enjoyer. This is first thing. Bhaktara Jagya Tapasam is enjoyer of all sacrifice, result of all sacrifice, all austerity, everything. And Sarvaloka Maheswara is the supreme proprietor of all the planetary systems, both material and spiritual. Srudam Sarvabhutanam. He is the only well-wishing friend of every living entity. Gyantvamang Santim Ruchati. If someone can understand this thing, he will get peace. Otherwise, no one can get peace. This is peace formula given by Krishna in the concluding verse, 5th chapter. Here he says that Sruhudam Sarvabhutanam. He is the only well-wishing friend of all living entities. Though here, in this material world, conditioned souls, those who are conditioned by Maya, captured by Maya, being attracted towards Maya, enchanted by Maya, become conditioned, they have forgotten Krishna. They have forgotten Krishna. Krishna only says, jivana adi bahirmukha, ote maya tare deo sansara adi dukha. Mahajanas have all said this thing. From time immemorial, anadi, from time immemorial, you cannot trace out its history. Cannot trace out its history. When such thing happened, when jiva forgets Krishna, you cannot trace out its anadi. Ote bayatare deo sansaran. Therefore, Maya gives him here misery. In this material world, birth, death, old age, disease, these are miseries here, Maya gives. Because of the forgetfulness of Krishna, he suffers only. He suffers only. If he can remember Krishna, develop Krishna consciousness as it is said, then he will be happy. He will be happy. This is the only solution here. Develop Krishna consciousness. How can one develop Krishna consciousness? How? You don't know? Yes? Speak loudly. Hearing from a self-realized soul who knows Krishna, who is a pure devotee of Krishna, who is very intimate to Krishna, isn't it? Who knows Krishna? Do you understand? Confidential associate of Krishna. Who has come from the abode of Krishna. Do you understand? Who has come from the abode of Krishna. He is not a resident of this material world. Do you understand? Such a person is not the resident of the material world. As for example, who has come from Australia, he can speak about Australia. You must too. Hear from him about Australia because he is a resident of Australia. He has come. Isn't it? That's our general principle. Similarly, who has come from the abode of Krishna, who knows Krishna very well, very intimate associate of Krishna, he can tell you about Krishna. He can tell you. Nobody else can tell you. Nobody knows Krishna. It's very difficult to understand Krishna. Naham prakasa sarvasya. Yoga maya samabhrita mudhayam na bhijanati. Krishna said that thing. in Srimad Bhagavata. Mudo, a rascal, doesn't know me. I do not manifest myself before it or even everywhere, though he is there. Now, Prakasaras, Jogamayasamapta, I am covered up with my Jogamayasamapti. But he manifests himself before that pure devotee. Before that pure devotee who is very dear to him, who has developed Krishna consciousness fully, 100% Krishna consciousness. In other words, as I was telling you, in the morning class, who has attained that highest level of consciousness, Purna Vikasita Chetana. Purna Vikasita Chetana. You understand? Who has attained that? That is, holy Krishna consciousness. Krishna reveals himself before such a devotee. And such devotee is endowed with such an eye, vision. His vision is not material vision. You understand? The vision of such a devotee is not material vision, it is transcendental. Because Krishna is transcendental. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Anadiradri Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Brahma Sangita says, it's cause upon causes. He has a form. He is not formless. He is not void. But that form is Satchit Anandamaya. Full of eternality, full of knowledge, and full of pleasure. This transcendental form, not material form. You understand? If someone is not endowed with this such vision, transcendental vision, Bhakti Chakyu, Pramandana Surita Bhakti Vilotanena, that Brahma Sangita says, but not developed Krishna praying, pure love of Krishna, here it is stressed upon it. And was not endowed with such vision, he cannot see Krishna. He cannot see Krishna. You understand? Those who are endowed with such vision, they can see Krishna. Krishna manifests himself for them. They see Krishna and they speak about Krishna and they have come from the abode of Krishna. So you should listen to them. Krishna speaks through them. And Krishna is Srudam Sarabhutanam is only while we is trained of all living entities. And living entities here in this material world have forgotten Krishna due to being enchanted by Maya or conditioned by Maya. Still, Krishna has not forgotten them. You understand? Krishna has not forgotten them. Krishna is there. In their heart as Paramatma. Do you understand? As Paramatma. He never quits that soul. Because that soul is Mamimansa Jiva Loki Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. That Jiva, spirit soul, is eternally my fragmental part and parcel. Do you understand? And in Upanishad also it is said, Sajuda Sakhaya. Dvasuparna. Do you understand? In Bhagavatam also you will find the same verse. There are two birds sitting on the tree. The body is like a tree. Two birds are sitting close to each other. They are friends, sakha. Do you understand? And one is witness, sakhi. And another is testing the fruit of the tree. Do you understand? Fruit of the tree. And his friend, that witness, Akhi, Bar, he said, don't test it. You'll be entangled with the reactions, don't test it. But that forgotten soul, he doesn't hear, he doesn't pay any heed to it. Disregarding his friend's instruction, when he eats this fruit of the tree, he is entangled. He suffers from the reaction of his karma. But Krishna is so merciful. Krishna is foreign, Srudam. He always speaks, he always makes all arrangements. How the forgetful soul can know him, can understand him. Because when can one understand Krishna and know Krishna? In other words, can develop full Krishna consciousness, his suffering will be done away with here. He can go back home, back to Godhead and enjoy eternally. You believe, Sajidhananda? Do you understand? And Krishna is always making arrangement. What is that arrangement? What is that arrangement? Krishna never forgets, though conditioned soul has forgotten. What is that arrangement? Don't you know? Gopina? What is that arrangement Krishna has made? That a conditioned soul can understand Krishna. In Chaitanya Charitamrita you will find Shastra Guru Atma Rupi Apra Ki Janan Krishna Moro Prabhutrata Jiver Hoi Gyanam. Don't you know? In Chaitanya Charitamrita it says Shastra Guru Atma Rupi Apra Ki Janan Krishna Moro Prabhutrata Jiver Hoi Gyanam. This is the mercy of Krishna, because he is Ruhudam, he is our only well-wishing friend. So he speaks through Shastra. First thing, Maya Mukdha Jivere Nahi Krishna Smriti Gyan, Jivere Krupaye Kohile Krishna Veda Pura. First thing, isn't it? Maya Mukdha Jiva, conditioned soul, who is captured by Maya, has forgotten Krishna. So, Krishna, the well-wishing friend, for such conditioned soul, gave this Veda Purana. You understand? Maya Mukta Jivere Nahi Krishna Smriti Gyan. Jivere Krupaye Kohile Krishna Veda Purana. This is the mercy of Krishna. He speaks through Shastra, Vedic scripture. You understand? He speaks through Vedic scripture. Shastra and Srimad Bhagavad Gita is directly coming out from his lips. This is Gita Upanishad. This is the topmost portion of Veda. Do you understand? Vedas come from the breathing of Krishna, whereas this Bhagavad Gita comes out directly from the lips of Krishna. Do you understand? So it is his words. He is speaking directly here because he is Truhuta. He is only well-wishing friend. Do you understand? And what he says, what Krishna says in Veda Puranas, a conditioned soul cannot understand it. You understand? A conditioned soul cannot understand by dint of his mundane scholarship or intelligence or merit. You understand? No, he cannot understand. Because one has to understand is in tattva, and always I stress on it. Evam jobeti tattvata Tekva deyam punar janma noyeti sa mangeti arjuna. Janma karmam chame divyam evam jobeti tattvata. Tekva deyam punar janma noyeti sa mangeti arjuna. Fourth chapter Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, my birth, our appearance and my activities are all transcendental. If someone can understand in tattva, in truth, then after quitting this body, he must go back home, back to Godhead, go to Mayapur. There is no doubt in it. You understand? It is most important. One should understand in tattva, we have two considerations. Apparent consideration and absolute consideration. Apar vichar, tattva vichar. I very often stress on it. This is most important. Apparent consideration is condemned. We never accept it. We Vaishnavas never accept it. Our old discussions based on tattva vichar. And Vaishnava acharyas are known as tattva acharyas. Do you understand? They are known as tattva acharyas. They have seen the truth and they know the truth. Tattva drashta, tattva gyata. And they have received this tattva gyan through disciplic succession, bona fide disciplic succession from his acharya. Do you understand? Is received. So, though Krishna says, out of mercy, he made compiled. In Kali Yuga, he came as Vyasadev, Shaktyadi Sabata, compiled all big literatures. You understand? Still, a conditioned soul cannot understand it, this tattva. So, Guru is needed. Tattvacharya is needed. Shastra, Guru. Next thing comes Guru. You understand? Guru, bona fide spiritual master, intimate associate, pure devotee, who has developed the love of this pure love, what has been said here. With love, if someone offers, patram pusum palantum jumi bhakti aprayachati tadangas, bhakti pradangas nami prayatatmano. Someone offers with love and devotion, a leaf, flower, fruit, water, I will accept it. This question is most important, significant. This love, this flame, pure love. This is heart's business. This is not outward. This is inner thing. You understand? Love is there in the core of the heart. How? You love Krishna. That Krishna knows, because he is there in the heart as Paramatma, Super Soul. He knows the heart. How you love him? What is the degree of your love? Is pure love, 100% love, or partial love? You understand? Krishna knows it. And this is the most important thing, this love. Though it has been stressed upon here, this love. If you have no love, if you just offer as a ritual, as a formal thing, you understand? Only formality. All right, now it is time to offer food to Krishna, prasad to Krishna. Let us bring plate and offer. Ghanti, bell, you just ring the bell and pay full dhanavat. As a formality, as a ritual. But you have no love in the heart. Krishna will never accept it. Krishna will never accept, because he knows the heart. Knows the heart. This is the most important thing. You understand? And Krishna says this thing. Here. And one should understand in tattva, approaching a tattvadharya, who knows this tattva. Tatamam tattva gyan tabhisati tadanantaram. Navijana titattvena atatyavandide. Very many times, in many places, Krishna has said this thing. If someone cannot understand me in tattva, he cannot go back home, back to Godhead. Cannot enter into my abode. You understand? He will fall down again and again here. You understand? If someone knows me in tattva, then he will be eligible to enter. This is most important. So, tattvacharya. So, if you want to understand what Krishna says, what has been said in the Vedas, you have to approach a tattvacharya who knows tattva. Tadvijnanartham sagrunga bhavi gacchet samitpani sutriyam brahmanishtam. You understand? Upanishad says, who comes under sutriya, is hearing process. You understand? Display succession, and who had received this tattva jnana from bona fide authority, bona fide acharya, coming in the display succession, serving him, pleasing him, and received this tattva jnana, he can impart you this knowledge. Tadvidipanipati na pariprasnena sevaya upadikhyanti se jnana jnani na tatadarsina. The same thing, tatadarsina. Krishna says, go to approach such a tatadarsi guru, acharya. Completely surrender yourself at the lotus feet of that acharya. Unconditional surrender, no condition. Do you understand? No condition at all. Unconditional surrender. This is the most important thing. Only Pada, then Pariprasana and Seva, then will serve that acharya, guru, please him, then humbly ask, inquire about this tattva. Do you understand? Humbly. This is pariprasna. Inquiring. Tattva jigyasa. You understand? This is known as Tattva Jignasa. When Sanatana Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami made Srimad Mahaprabhu, you understand? Sanatana Goswami, very learned scholar. You understand? Very learned scholar, not an ordinary person. He was chief minister of Usensa. He had enough material, pulens, great pandit. He has knowledge in Parsi, Arabic, Sanskrit, many languages. You understand? Not ignorant fool. And born in Brahmin family. Very high family, aristocratic family. You understand? But when he met Srimad Mahaprabhu, just catching some grass on the teeth, fell flat at the lotus feet of Srimad Mahaprabhu and asked, Ke ami? Keo more jape? Tape tapatro. Do you understand? This is Tattva Jignasa. Who am I? What is my real identity? Why I am suffering here? Tapo adhyatmika adhidoiviko adhibhautiko. Do you understand? Three tapo. You know three tapo? Gopinath, say in English, what is it? This is adhibhautiko. Body and mind, adhyatmika, daivika. Misery is coming from inflicted by the demigods. Do you understand? These are three tapas. And all people suffer from it here in this material world. Kene more jare tapatro? He asked, humbly asked. He's such a great pandit. He knows. But still, this is Mahajana Jena Radhasapantha. He's a Mahajana. He's just teaching us, showing the path. This is the path one should follow. When someone meets a Acharya, a bona fide Acharya, who knows Tattva, who has seen Tattva, and before him you should act like a fool. Before him you should act like a fool, as if you don't know anything. Don't show your vanity, your knowledge. Don't so. Act like a fool. Ignorant fool. I don't know anything. Do you understand? This is humility. Vinaya bhav. Do you understand? This is humility. Otherwise you cannot completely surrender unto that acharya. Do you understand? Otherwise you cannot surrender. You will develop this materialistic vision. You cannot see the real form of that acharya. You cannot see. You will see the outer body only. The bones, flesh, urine, stool, blood. Like that. All outward body you can see only. You cannot see the real form of that acharya. You understand? And you can see, he is like me. As I eat, he eats. As I sleep, he sleeps. As I pass a stool and urine, he does the same thing. As I sometimes fall ill, he also falls ill. He's like me. Then, so you cannot see that acharya. Na martya buddhya sueta. Krishna says, acharya mam vijanyam, navam net karijit, na martya buddhya sueta, sarvadeva maya guru. 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna says to Uddhava, don't think that Acharya, that Tattva Acharya, as an ordinary human being, Matsvarup, he is Matsvarup, Krishna says, he is as good as I. Do you understand? He is my bona fide representative here. He is a manifestation of me here, Matsvarup. Don't think him as an ordinary human being. He will commit offense thereby. You cannot know him, understand him. You cannot get any mercy from him. No. important, sir. This is most important thing. You cannot complete surrender unto him. Impossible thing. Your surrender will be partial or conditional. It cannot be unconditional or complete surrender. No, cannot be. So you cannot get any benefit from his teaching. No, you cannot get, though you hear. Do you understand? You cannot develop full faith in his words because you committed such offense. This is most important. So such a guru, Tathacharya, Krishna comes as guru. That is manifestation of Paramatma, who is there in the heart of everybody, is known as Chaitya Guru. Namatma Pravachan Labhya Namidhaya Na Bhuna Sutena Jama Vaisa Bhunate Tena Labhyas Tasis Atma Vibhunate Tanuswa Katapani Sab says this thing. One who becomes very anxious, develops such inquisitiveness. How can I know Krishna, understand Krishna? How can I understand this truth, tattva? Do you understand? It becomes very, very serious. Develops eagerness. So Paramatma in the heart knows it. Now he is very serious. Now he is crying for me. How to understand me? That is the perfection of life. So he assumes the body. Vibhrunuti Tanu Swam. Guru Chaitya Vapusha. That verse is also there. Guru Chaitya Vapusha. Guru is he who is the manifestation of Paramatma, who is there in the heart as Paramatma. He comes as Guru and manifests before such an aspirant devotee or disciple who has developed so much eagerness, developed such inquisitiveness to understand this tattva. Before him he appears. Do you understand? Because Krishna will say, nobody can say. So Krishna appears as Guru, this Paramatma appears as Guru in manifestation. So Krishna says, Acharya Mam Vijanyam, think of me as my manifestation, as good as I. Tasmi Deyam Tathagrajyam Satapujyam Jathayam. Isn't it? Tasmi Deyam Tathagrajyam Satapujyam Jathayam. Krishna says, he should be worshipped as I am worshipped. You understand? That Acharya should be worshipped as I am worshipped. Tathacharya. Satapujyam Jathayam. Tasme Deyam Tato Grajyam. Here Krishna says, Afar Vidla Patram Pushvam Phalam Toyam. In devotion and love, I will accept. You will also offer something with love to that manifestation of Paramatma Guru with love. Krishna says, offer him. Offer him. Tasme Deyam. You understand? Tasme Deyam. Offer him with love. Love and devotion. And Tato Grajyam, whatever he gives, accept it. Whatever he gives, accept it. With full faith. Do you understand? Tato Grajyam, Tato Deyam, Tasmai Deyam, Tato Grajyam, Satchapujya Jathayam. He should be worshipped as I am. Sakshat Dharitvena Samastha Sastri Ruktas Tatha Bhavyata Eva Sadavi Kintu Prabhurjya Priyo Ivatesya Bandi Gurusi Saranarvindam. In Guru Bhastaka, every day you chant this thing. Sakyat Dharitvena Samastha Sastri. In all Sastra, Vedic literature, it has been said, he is Sakyat Hari. You understand? Oh, that Guru. He is Sakyat Hari. He is as good as Lord Hari. You understand? But my bodies, they think Guru, Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Deva, Maheshwara. They say like that. Huh? Guru is Vishnu. He is Supreme Lord. That's my body philosophy. That's not our Vaishnava philosophy. Sakyadari is as good as Lord Hari. That means he is also Bhagavan. Lord Hari is Bhagavan. And that Guru, Tathacharya, is also Bhagavan. But there is difference. There is difference. What is difference? What is difference? You don't know? What is different, Nimai? Why are you inattentive? Not paying full attention what I am saying? Gopinath has. He is also Bhagavan, but he is not Sevya Bhagavan, he is Sevaka Bhagavan. Do you understand? Servitor Bhagavan. There are two Bhagavans. Lord Hari is Sevya Bhagavan, but Guru is Sevaka Bhagavan, Servitor Bhagavan. Asura Vigraha, Visho Vigraha. In other words, we say, Lord Hari is Visho Vigraha, whereas Guru is Asura Vigraha. Do you understand? Asura Vigraha. With the help of Guru, you can approach the lotus feet of Lord Hari. Visho Vigraha. Without his help, you cannot approach. You know, as Asura Vigraha. Sevaka Bhagavan. Lord Hari is Sevya Bhagavan, and Guru is Sevaka Bhagavan, Servitor Bhagavan. Do you understand? This is Tattva. This is Tattva Vichar. It's Tattva Charya. Will impart this knowledge. Otherwise you cannot understand only by merely reading this. Though Krishna says in Vedic scripture, you cannot understand it without the help of Guru. Shastra Guru, Atma Rupe Apana Ke Janan, Krishna Mor Pravutrata, Jiver Hoi Gyan. He said, Krishna speaks through Shastra, through Guru, his bona fide representative, and as Paramatma. In the heart. Those who are liberated souls, they can hear the prompting of Paramartha. Conditional souls cannot hear it. They have no qualification. Do you understand? To hear what Paramatma prompts. But that is confirmed through Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. What Paramatma whispers in the heart, prompts in the heart. In this way, Krishna says and teaches us. And we'll accept this teaching in this way. So we can understand Krishna. Krishna mor prabhutrata jivir hoi jnana. Then conditioned soul have achieved this tattva jnana. That Krishna is my prabhu, Krishna is my trata. Krishna is my supreme lord, supreme master. Krishna is my deliverer. Otherwise a conditioned soul cannot understand it. You understand? Krishna says here, Patram Pushpam Palam Tuyam Jami Bhakti Aprayasati Tadam Bhakti Uparutam Nasnami Prayatatma. This is the most important thing. You should offer this with pure love. Pure love. This is a matter of the heart. It is not nothing outside. It is inner thing. You understand? And Krishna knows the heart. How you have developed love for him. Pure love. Krishna knows the heart. So if you offer as a matter of ritual or formality, Krishna will never accept, never accept. Though it is very easy. As my Guru Maharaj says, it need not. You need not be such a rich, worldly person. If you are poor, you can also serve Krishna. Only one thing, love is required. With love you offer one, a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or some water. Krishna is very happy to accept it. Yesterday I was telling how Krishna accepts only a tiny sack leaf from Draupadi and became so satisfied. This is question of love. So, Vidurvasa Muni and his thousands of followers, their belly is filled up. They cannot lift themselves from the water. Just in two stages at first. It's a question of love only. And repeatedly in the purport, my Guru Maharaj also stressed on it. It's the most important thing. And the pujari one offers puja and offers this prasad to deity form of Krishna, he should develop such love, pure love in his heart. Otherwise, Krishna will never accept, never accept. You understand? Those who are mayavadis, impersonalist, they have no faith in the deity form of Krishna, in Krishna also. They say it's void, formless. They say it's formless. That point has been cleared here in the purport of my Guru Maharaj. But he has a form, Sajidananda Vigraha. It's not a material form, it's transcendental form. You understand? Nirakar, in Shruti, in Veda, you'll find this word. Nirakar, Nirguna. What does it mean? They don't know Tattva. They only accept this apparent consideration, apart vichar. Therefore, those Mahabhad is impersonal. They say, Supreme Lord has no form. He is nirakar. He is formless. Nirguna. He has no qualities. He is without qualities. This is apparent consideration. They don't know Tattva. They have not approached the Tattvacharya. They never come under this hearing process. They are speculators. Asrautapanti. We say Asrautapanti. Srautapanti, Asrautapanti. Ascending order, descending order. You understand? They are speculators. They accept this ascending order, not descending order. They never hear from Tattvacharya. So they cannot understand. What does it mean? You understand? What does it mean? Nirakar, Shruti, Jalpati, Nirakar. In Vedas it is said, it is Nirakar, formless, Nirguna, without qualities. He has no legs, he has no hands. You understand? No legs, no hands. Devoid of legs and hands, senses. His formless. They say, this is apart vichar. This is apart vichar. Apparent consideration, they don't know tattva vichar. Because they have not accepted, approached the tattva jharya. They only speculate. So they cannot understand. One should approach the tattva jharya and submissively hear from him. Serve him, please him. You understand? Completely surrender unto his lotus feet. Unconditional surrender. Not conditional. This is a representation of Paramatma, Chaitya Guru. You understand? Then, if he is pleased, get his mercy. Whatever tattva jnana he imparts, you can achieve it. Otherwise, you cannot achieve. Though you hear. You understand? This is most important thing. Nirakara means he has no material form. This is tattva. He has transcendental power. That is nirakar. He is not void. He is not formless. Sajidananda vigraha. You understand? Brahma Sangita says that means nirakar. He is transcendental form, not material form. Nirguna means he has no material qualities. He has transcendental qualities. That is nirguna. This is tattva vichara. Tattvacharya says this thing. But this impersonality, they cannot understand. You understand? They cannot understand. They have no bhakti at all. No devotion, no love. You understand? If they will offer something, offer puja, or offer prasad, food, Krishna will never accept it. Krishna will never accept it. You understand? Because they have no love. They have no love. You understand? They think Krishna, Supreme Lord, have no formless, without qualities. And Krishna knows it. These are speculators. They are following this ascending process, not descending process, hearing process. They never approach the Tattvacharya. They do not surrender unto the lotus feet of Tattvacharya. They never inquire. And they are very proud of their speculation. of the knowledge, speculative knowledge. Krishna knows this thing. Krishna never accepts. Those they will offer. And many Mayavadi school or organization, you will see, temples are there. Temples are there. And they have also established some deities. Isn't it? So, what is many? And they are offering puja and food, prasad, but Krishna never accepts because they have no love. No love at all. Krishna never accepts. So a Vaishnav will never accept such prasad. Mayavadi mate thake Krishna puja kare. Vaishnava. Prasad nirmala Vaishnava naloye dare. A Vaishnava will never accept it. Because Krishna never accepts his puja. Because he has no love. As a formality he is doing, offering. Thinking Krishna the formless, void. And this form is an imaginative form. He thinks Krishna knows it very well, so he never accepts. This is the most important thing, is love. Pure love. If you have pure love in your heart, and if you cannot follow any ritual, any formality, just offer, Krishna will accept very gladly. Do you understand? Very gladly. It is a question of love in the heart. In Ramayana you will find Matangi Sabari. Do you know Ramayana? Don't know. You should know. Read Ramayana. Yes, that's very scripture. Written by Valmiki Muni. You know Gopinath. You don't know. You read, you should read. Ramayana Mahabharata. Famous scripture. You should read. First time some Lord Ram mentioned there in Ramayana. And authority is Valmiki Muni. Valmiki is Ramayana. You should read. That is known as Shastra. Not other Ramayanas. Never come under category of Shastra. So in that Ramayana you will find Matangi Sabari, an old woman. Belongs to tribal community. Sabari. Do you understand? Sabar community, tribal community. From very long time she was collecting fruit for Lord Ram. Her guru had said, Lord Ram will come to this to your hermitage one day. Do you understand? Her guru, Matanga Rusi, had said that thing. And Sabari was collecting every day and waiting for Lord Ram, and Lord Ram will come. He was collecting very ripe, nice fruit and testing whether it is sweet or sour. Because I will offer only sweet fruit, not sour fruit. She tests herself. If it is sweet, keeps it. Sour, throws it off. Do you understand? And she has preserved some long years awaiting for Lord Ram to come. When Lord Ram came, keeping up the what is that? Pratigya, the promise of his father, Dasaratha, he came to the forest for 14 years. You understand? He came with Lakshmana and Sita Devi, isn't it? So, when he was traveling, and Sita was kidnapped by Ravana, and in searching Sita, crying, Lord Ram with Lakshmana came to the hermitage of that Sabari, Matangi, you understand? And that Sabari became so pleased, and she brought all the berries she had collected from so long years, tested it, very sweet. She has tested it and offered Lord Ram, and Lord Ram accepted it with pleasure. You understand? Savari has already tested it. It is what you say, jhuta?
Remnant.
It is already tested by Savari. Jhuta. What do you say in English?
Remnant.
Yeah. If you taste some food, can you offer? You can't offer. You can't offer. But Savari offered it. She has already tasted it. Because all nice, sweet berries she has kept for many years. And Lord Ram accepted much pleasure because of his pure devotion in the heart. You understand? The Savari had such devotion, pure love. Those he has tested, still Lord Ram accepted with much pleasure. That Krishna says here. You understand? That Krishna says here. And yesterday I was telling how Krishna accepted a sack leaf, just talked the brim of that saucepan from Draupadi, and so much pleased. Patram, a leaf. Phalam, a fruit from Savari. Flower. That elephant offered a flower. You understand? In Bhagavatam, the elephant offered was attacked by crocodile. Offered flower. And Krishna accepted. Patram Puspam Phalam Toyam Jami Bhaktya. This is the most important thing is pure devotion, prem. Nothing else. And Krishna knows the heart. If you have no love, really, actuality, and as a matter of ritual or formality, you are just ringing bell, offering, paying dandavat, Krishna will never accept. This is a question of love. It's a question of love. At that time, no ritual is needed. No formality is needed. You may not ring the bell. You may not do anything. But if you have pure love, he accepts. It must play that. This is most important. But to teach the neophytes, we follow here rituals, bidhi, to teach. But love is most important. If you follow these strictly these bidhis, rules and regulations have no love, Krishna will never accept. You understand? In Mahabharata also, you will find, when Krishna came as messenger from Pandavas, Dutta, you understand? Krishna came as a messenger from the Pandavas. Pandavas are very dear to Krishna. You understand? Dear devotees, friends. Krishna came as a messenger to the court of Kauravas, Dhritarashtra's court or Duryodhana's court. You understand? Bringing some peace, message of peace from the side of Pandavas, Mahabharata. You understand? And Duryodhana invited Krishna to accept food in his house. You understand? Duryodhana and Krishna were friends. Duryodhana's daughter and Krishna's son were married. Samudhi, they are Samudhis. You understand, Nimai? Yeah. So, Duryodhana invited Krishna. Please come, take food in my house. You understand? But Krishna didn't accept invitation, didn't go there. Didn't touch what Duryodhana had cooked. Duryodhana was king. He employed so many cooks, prepared so much nice palatable dishes, heavy amount prepared. But Krishna didn't go there, didn't touch. Uninvited, he went to Vidura's house. Vidura is very poor, but he is a dear devotee of Krishna. He has pure love for Krishna. Uninvited, Krishna went there and just accepted sack from Vidura's house because Vidura had love. You understand? He didn't go to Duryodhana's house and accept such huge amount of food prepared by him. You understand? And Vidura's wife became so ecstatic with love when Krishna went there. Out of ecstasy and love, Vidura's wife was offering banana, ripe banana, to Krishna. Just offering the skin of the bananas and throwing the inner contents of the banana. And Krishna was accepting it with pleasure. Only skins. This is a question of love. You understand? This mention is there in Mahabharata. When next day Krishna went to the court of Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana asked, "Why didn't you come? I invited you. I cooked so much food for you, nice food, and get so many cooks. Why didn't you come?" Krishna said, "There are two principles of accepting food. Do you understand? Only two principles. Yeah? Why do you raise your hand? I am not asking you. What are the two principles of accepting food?" Krishna said, "The person must be hungry. Do you understand? He should be hungry. So he can take food from anywhere. If someone will never give, he will snatch the food or steal the food and take. He is very hungry. Bhukhyam kina karoti papam," it is said. But a hungry person can commit any sin. He can steal. Do you understand? "I am not hungry." Krishna says, "I am not hungry." He is self-sufficient here in the purport. Rupada said, he is self-sampurna. He is self-sufficient. He never needs anything. He is never in need of anything. He is self-sufficient. He says, "I am not hungry." And if there is pure love, then though person is not hungry, still he will accept something out of love only. "And you have no love for me. I am not hungry and you have no love for me. So how can I accept?" You understand? Krishna says this. But he accepted food there in Vidura's house. Because Vidura is a dear devotee of Krishna. He had developed pure love for Krishna. And when invited, he went there and accepted mere sak with much pleasure. So pleased. This is the most important thing here. You understand? And one who has developed this vision, transcendent vision, he can see how Krishna is pleased, deity form of Krishna. Pujari offers puja and prasad also, and how Krishna accepts it, and how Krishna is pleased. If someone has this vision, he can see whether Krishna is very pleased or not pleased. He has accepted it or not accepted it. Yes, this is the most important thing. One should see. You understand? Sometimes my Guru Maharaj, every day he used to go to greet the deities and looks at the deities. If Krishna is not looking happy, then he calls the pujari, What have you done? Why? Deity is not looking happy. You have committed some offense, I think. Why? He is not looking so happy. He immediately says that thing. That is the vision. Vision of a pure devotee, he can see. Do you understand? He can see. And many stories are there relating to this thing. How one can see how Krishna is pleased with your puja, with your offering, you understand, with your seva, pujari. The pujari should be very, very careful and he should have pure love in his heart. Otherwise, he cannot offer puja or cannot offer food. Krishna will never accept it. You understand? Once there was a very dear devotee of Krishna, pure devotee, has developed pure love for Krishna. He had a temple. He had this Krishna deity, Gopal deity. And every day he used to go to the temple, chants, dances, cries, shed tears out of love, you understand? And Krishna is very happy. He had a garden, plantain garden, banana, very big bunch of ripened plantain. You understand? Very nice, sweet. He brought it and gave it to pujari. You pujari, you take this banana, you offer it to Gopal. You understand? Gopal will be very happy to have this banana, ripe and very sweet banana. He offered, gave it to pujari. Then he went out, he had some business in some other place, distant place. He went out for 4-5 days, he remained absent. You understand? When he came back, he went to the temple and saw the deity. He saw deity is suffering, Krishna is suffering, so much cough, so much cold cough, coughing. Krishna is coughing, so much mucus is coming out, suffering, suffering. Then he asked Pujari, Pujari, have you offered that banana I have given? Oh yes. How many days you offer? Offer. Oh, one day. All at once. What did you do? Such big bunch of banana, ripe banana. You offer all at once. So Krishna is suffering. So much mucus, coughing, cough, cold, fevers. What you have done? You nonsense. You should have offered one by one for many days. At once, you offer so much ripe banana. He could see what vision is there. You understand? So he immediately called for the Kaviraj, physician, and said, you see, Gopal is suffering. It's cough, cold. Please give him some medicine. So Kaviraj gave some medicine. It was offered. Then, after 1-2 days, then he went and saw who he is now. He is happy now. His cough and cold has gone. You see, what is the eye vision? This is a question of love. Premanjana Surita Bhakti Vilochanena. This is the most important thing. If you have real love to Krishna in your heart, then you can serve him. You offer a leaf, a fruit, patram, puspam, phalam, toyam. With love, you'll accept very gladly. No love. If you love so much, huge amount, like this Jodhana, prepare, you'll never touch it. You'll never touch it. You understand? This is the most important thing. And Krishna says the same thing here. Yes? Huh?
What is the quickest
way is to associate with such a devotee, you have developed love for him. You understand? This is the only thing. You understand? If you can associate with such a devotee, you have developed love for Krishna, then you can very easily develop this thing. Otherwise, no other way is there. It's only one way. You understand? Yes. Sadhu Sangha. Yes.
You said Duryodhana was a friend of Krishna's.
Duryodhana, yes.
Was a friend of Krishna?
But he material had friend.
Material friend.
Yes. Duryodhana's daughter, Krishna's son, were married. Yes. But Duryodhana had no love for Krishna. So Krishna didn't go there. You understand? Yes. Though he invited, though he prepared so much food and gave so many cooks, still Krishna didn't go. And he said, two principles, I am not hungry and you have no love for me. So how can I accept? This is most important. Yes?
You gave examples of the different offerings of love by devotees, the berries, the fruit and the leaf by the Pandavas,
Sabari.
Yes.
Yes.
And the flower by Gajendra.
Yes.
And I may have missed it. Was there an example of somebody offering water with love?
Yes. Many. We offer water. That's an essential item. You understand? Give up Jachaman. Also, nothing you have. Just offer simple water. That day, there in Melbourne, in that man's house I was telling, with Satguruha, adhana api vedhanya sadhava ghamedina. Isn't it? The person is very poor, nothing he had, no material of nothing. But he has some water, a straw mat, just pay obeisances and invite the sadhu to your house and offer that seat, please sit here, straw mat and nothing, you are so poor, only. Yes.
Doesn't actually have love for Krishna, but he's trying to develop that love.
I said, you asked the same thing. If you can associate with such a devotee, you have developed love for Krishna, pure love. So by the association of such devotee and by the mercy of such devotee, you can develop. No other means is there. Do you understand? Only the mercy of such devotee is required. Do you understand? No other way is there, means is there. It is only association of such premi bhakta who has developed real love to Krishna, pure love. By his association, by his mercy, you can develop. No other way is there. No other way is there. Yes?
Someone has not developed this love for Krishna.
Yes.
And he's a pujari.
Yes.
Should he...
He will commit offense.
Should he stop?
He will commit offense, definitely.
So he should stop doing
this. Krishna will never accept if the love is not in the heart. Krishna knows the heart. It's as a formality. He's just offering me. As a formality, as a ritual, no love. Why Krishna will accept?
So he should stop doing deity worship?
Huh?
He should stop doing deity worship?
Why shall he commit offense if he is serious? Why shall I commit offense? I have no love. Yes, most important thing. Yeah. I will commit offense. I will be punished for it. Yes.
But isn't there a difference between being serious and having love for Krishna?
Yeah.
So somebody might be serious, but he might not have love for Krishna developed yet. So should he...
He should be serious how to obtain it. He should be thinking, crying in the heart. So Krishna will make arrangement. Krishna is there in the heart. Yes, serious or superfluous, no hankering. Why Krishna will make arrangement? Krishna knows the heart. You can say, this is most important. All right.
How does the pujari actually know if the Lord has accepted his offering? Is he going to feel that satisfaction in the core of his heart, or what is actually going
on? If he has pure love, then Krishna will accept. Otherwise, why Krishna will never accept? Ever real love for Krishna? That he says, bhaktya payurutam. With love and devotion you offer, I will accept. You have no love, then Krishna will never accept. No, he will never accept. Krishna says very clearly here, very clearly. You understand? And you know whether you have love for him or not, whether you are really crying in your heart for Krishna or not. Do you understand? Whether you are so much up and doing for Krishna or not, that you know. And Krishna also knows the heart. Do you understand? Yes, definitely. And this is the most important thing. Yeah?
If we are doing some service on the order of our spiritual master,
yeah,
and we do not have love, but our spiritual master has love for Krishna, then will that be accepted like
that? If you can please, such a spiritual master who has developed love, by his mercy you can develop. Do you understand? Yes. Oh Krishna, I have no love. I am a very hard-hearted fellow. I have no devotion at all. But my Guru Maharaj has said this thing. So I am offering this thing to you. Please accept it. Please accept it. I am a great offender, very hard-hearted fellow. I have no love, no devotion at all. But my Guru Maharaj has. So in only to execute his order on his behalf, I am just accepting it, offering it to you. Please accept. And if you are really very simple at your heart, simplicity, Very often I say, this is most important quality. If you are not a crooked person at all, your heart is simple, Krishna will accept it. And by the mercy of Guru, you will develop prem. You understand? Because your heart is simple. No crookedness is there. That's most important. You understand? Yes. All right. Thank you.
Oh, God.